This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Testing the Blue Age, the afterword. Globalization of the world economy has been getting a bad rap from ideologues of both parties. Protectionist policies have gained favor, having become a bipartisan consensus. There is competition between parties over who can be the most protectionist, with a negative focus on China. This is despite the fact that over a period of two generations, the connection of global supply chains has generated immense growth for the global economy, advancing the human race. Our lifetimes have coincided with the longest period of peaceful coexistence on water, coupled with the deepest reduction in poverty ever experienced on the planet. In the 1970s, 50% of the world's population lived in poverty. According to the World Bank, by 2015, the total global population living in poverty had shrunk to 10%. This period was supported by unparalleled maritime commerce that resulted in a huge expansion of trade. The global inflation-adjusted dollar value of trade more than doubled between 1994 and 2019. By 2019, there were 26 ports around the world. They each handled more trade than the total amount in 1960. New ports servicing fleets of container vessels transformed oceans into shipping lanes that were patrolled by the U.S. Navy. 4 of 5 of the world's largest ports are in China, as their economy has become based on ocean-borne commerce. They are a capitalist country ruled by a communist party. The current traffic jam at U.S. ports is occurring despite tariffs placed on Chinese products that increase their cost to U.S. consumers. The cost of tariffs is passed along to buyers, which makes them ineffectual in determining where supply chain manufacturing is located. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods boosted U.S. imports from Vietnam and Indonesia. The low-cost global producer gets the business, and nothing short of an all-out trade war where tariffs are placed on all imported goods, regardless where they came from, could force manufacturing back on shore. Such a trade war would tank the global economy, accelerating inflation as the cost of consumer goods in the U.S. soared. The labor shortage that we now have would be minor by comparison if protectionist trade policies are further advanced. Agriculture would bear the brunt of the pain. Americans have bought into the myth that somehow China has the advantage over us as a rival. That changes with the perception that if a rival is at an advantage, that he is an enemy. China has no such advantage over the U.S. China doesn't play by our rules, but that is a diplomatic challenge and what trade talks are for. Yes, China's economy has grown faster than the U.S. economy since 1995, but primarily because it started near zero. The U.S. economy is growing and is 6 times larger than China's. China's economic growth is poised to slow. Geographically, the United States is hands down the better placed, with no threats to U.S. security in this hemisphere, and open access to the seas with the advantage in internal waterways as well. China is at a demographic disadvantage in that by the middle of this century, it will have more senior citizens than the entire population of the United States. An aging population slows productivity and consumption. China's one-child policy will come back to hobble their economy. U.S. manufacturing had peaked but was in decline before China's began to surge and their first container vessels crossed the Pacific west to east. 80% of Chinese exports go to nations other than the United States, which is another reason why U.S. tariffs have been ineffective in handicapping China. Adding to tariffs would fit the definition of insanity. The U.S. economy has been in a transition from blue to white-collar jobs, which should not be lamented as it often is. Dear white-collar employees are not striking. U.S. manufacturing has not been destroyed, but transformed. More manufacturing jobs were lost to technology and automation than from any trade policy. Reining in free trade and globalization would boost inflation and reduce standards of living for the majority. Improving global standards of living correlates with peace. The U.S. Navy makes waterborne commerce safe, which deflates the root causes of antagonism that has incubated conflicts throughout history. Wars have been fought because countries who were not self-sufficient on food, oil, and other necessities feared access to trade would be denied them by a rival power. Since World War II, the U.S. Navy has supported world trade by safeguarding maritime commerce. Free trade could not exist and thrive as it has without the Blue Age. Pray it continues. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com. or call 712-227-1110.